bringing in your weekends live with a little bit of comedy, a little bit of love, and a lot of unprofessionalism. You're listening to Forian Zib on 88.3 Southern FM.
I don't know what's better. You, your new intro, you dancing throughout the whole thing. That's fantastic.
Mate, that intro has the other one covered by an absolute mile. How's your week been, Zip?
Quiet. Actually, hasn't been too bad. It's relaxing at work, mate. Just enjoying life. Yourself?
Nah, not much. Not much. Just cruising. I'm still right to call you the Ziblet, aren't I?
Nah, it hasn't caught on. You know, I thought it might have over the week. It hasn't, which is good. Question, though.
Yes.
Last Sunday, I think you debuted on the radio doing commentary at the local cricket.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the cricket coach of one of the local cricket teams, and they were in the finals around the corner. As a coach, shouldn't you be at that game and not commentating in another random game around the corner?
The boss of Southern FM said that I had to commentate.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you've got a job because of that guy, so I've got to go do this to keep you in a job.
Yeah, I pay to be on air. You're aware of this. I'm pretty sure you get paid to be coach and you're not even turning up. Come on. How did the team go, by the way? How did the team you coached go?
They lost.
Oh, they lost. It would have been good if you were there.
Yes. So we'd like to welcome to the studio as well, Jared Blair from the Collingwood Footy Club. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Great intro. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. See, there you go, Blair. You love the intro.
I love it.
Blair, you're obviously from the Collingwood Footy Club, and you've played in the drawn AFL Grand Final in 2010, and you were, the second youngest player in that side, were you?
Yes, I was. I think I was 20 at the time, and still sidebottom might have been 19 years old.
Nice, there you go. Yeah. Did you take a little bit for granted, being so young, you reckon, or?
Looking back now, probably did a little bit.
Yeah.
You probably start to, assume that it's going to happen every year. You roll in, I timed it beautifully and was lucky enough to win that one. But, I suppose you probably do think it's going to roll around every year. And, we've only been back there once since and haven't been able to win it again. So I probably did take it a little bit for granted at the time.
Yeah.
Now, looking at you, you're about my height, all right? So you're a short bloke, like myself.
Yeah.
Mate, I struggle to get a game at local footy. And half the time it's, because you're a small prick. And, I can't argue with that, but you've got 122 games, I think, under your belt right now, and you're a walk-up start every single week. You're a premiership player. What are you doing? Have you moulded your game on anyone in particular to get so much out of yourself?
I'm not really too sure, Ziblet.
I like it.
I suppose, for me, it's been a lot of right place, right time. The game, the way it's played now, probably asks for, players like me a little bit. It was the flavour of the month there, a pressure forward for a while, which was good, and I was able to fill that role. And, I've been able to add a little bit to that role and occasionally kicking goals and getting up in the midfield a little bit. So
you got pretty high on the weekend as well, I'm pretty sure. Was that last week or the week before?
Yeah.
That would have hurt coming down.
It did. I'm not used to getting up like that. it was funny. I've actually, Luke Beveridge, the coach of the Dogs, used to be at Collingwood, and I was, pretty much spend the whole time talking to him about how one day I'm going to take a hanger and I'm going to get the money shot. And I was pretty happy that he was up in the box watching, but disappointed I couldn't bring it down with me.
It looked like it would have hurt a lot.
Yeah, it did.
And just going back to the grand final in 2010, what do you owe that success to, you reckon? And is there anything that's lacking at the moment at Collingwood that needs to be brought back, I suppose, to create that sort of success?
I'm not really sure, Foro. That's a pretty tough question.
Sorry, mate.
hard hitting. I think, at the 2010, we had a pretty young side and lots of hunger amongst the group. And, if to say if we're going to bring anything back, I think, we've probably got a similar feeling at the club at the minute to what it was like then. A lot of excitement, a lot of pressure for spots and blokes working hard to sort of break into that side. And, we think we've got the talent at the minute to probably compete with the best side. So
nice.
Hopefully we can match 2010, mate.
That's it. Now, Zib, we're coming up on today's show. What do we got, Zib?
Oh, we've got Sam Solomon. He's joining us.
Yeah, he's joining us in about 5 minutes.
Is he coming in or over the phone?
No, he's coming in over the phone.
You were hoping to have a bit of a one-on-one spar in the hall.
Yeah, we're going to try and tee up a fight with him and Blairy, I think. That's what we're trying to do. You'd be up for that, wouldn't you, Blairy?
Get in the ground.
Yeah. What else have we got? We got Scooby Who.
Yeah.
My greyhound, Blairy.
It's still alive, is it?
No, it's running.
Okay.
And Zibber decided not to go in on it, me and Chummers, and What do we got? 5 starts for 4 wins.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got to Rantoff. Rantoff will be back by popular demand as well. And I'll be back with a bit of love advice. So tune in.
Yeah.
Stay around. We're going to a song now, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Sam's on. We'll be back after the break.
What do you like? This is for you, Zib. This is Miami Horror on 88.3 Southern FM with Foreign Zib. There you go, Zib. That was a bit of Miami Horror.
Good tune, mate. Pyramid Rock special from about 2010.
That's it. And we've got a very special guest on the phone at the moment. It's Sam Solomon. Sam's a Australian professional boxer and former IBF middleweight champion. How are you, Sam?
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Good, mate. Thanks for joining us tonight.
What's happening?
Now, how's...